Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Merry Christmas from your friends at The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Jets have a golden opportunity thanks to the brilliant moves of its general manager. There is light at the end of this long, tired, bleak tunnel. As long as they don't panic and trade the farm for the number one overall pick. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on The Fan. I'll be rocking with you for the next 3 hours. We have plenty to get to this morning. First, the death of a New York City rivalry. And it could not come soon enough, in my opinion, if you ask me. The tough decision facing Knicks head coach Mike Brown in coming days. And we'll rank my top 5 Giants head coaching candidates this offseason. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. When you think of the greatest team build in modern NFL history, I like to point to the Dallas Cowboys of the 90s, who used their massive haul in the Herschel Walker trade, in which they traded their star running back Herschel Walker for this treasure trove of draft picks, and it helped them build the foundation for what became a 90s dynasty for America's team. In the salary cap era, the key to getting good fast is to acquire as much young, cheap talent as possible, preferably at premium positions. So if you're the New York Jets and you're about to enter an NFL draft season where almost every expert would tell you there is no generational quarterback sitting at the top of this draft, why would you waste your treasure trove of picks on a roll of the dice when you may be able to have your cake and eat it too? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The Jets play their final home game later today against the New England Patriots, and this merciful end to a season is almost here. And I know, as we hear in this early morning here in New York City, there are plenty of Jets fans who may be up early who have sat through a lot. They may be getting the food ready for their tailgate. They may be gassing up the truck or gassing up the van, knowing that they're about to make a long drive out to MetLife Stadium. They may be setting up the bar. They may be setting up the backyard for one final weekend of Jets home football. And salute to you, because it couldn't be me. What you've had to endure as the Jets fan for the past 17, but now going to be 17 weeks, what has been now 8 to 9 weeks, however many home games they had this year, of Jets football could not be me in dealing with all the things that you guys are going through. Those season ticket holders who were making those long drives, those folks that are opening those Jets bars, those folks who are opening up their backyards, opening up their front yards to celebrate Jets football week in and week out. Your long nightmare is almost over. And this being the final home weekend will mean a lot of packing up for the rest of the winter as we head to what is going to be another important draft season for the New York Jets. So when I say the Jets sit in a situation where they can have their cake and eat it too, what do I mean by that? The Jets have 4 picks in the first 2 rounds of this year's draft. They currently, right now, if the draft were today, sit at number 4 and number 18, thanks to the trade they made giving Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts, they have 4 and 18. They also have 4 top two round picks in next year's draft as well. They'll have their picks. They'll also have the Dallas Cowboys' first-round pick for next year. So 4 picks in the first 2 rounds this year, 4 picks in the first 2 rounds next year. And I know the Jets right now sit at number 4, but there is still a lot to be determined if the Raiders and the Browns win just one of their last 2 games. The Raiders have a massive game coming up later today against, of all teams, the New York Football Giants, who have also entered themselves in this conversation about the number 1 overall pick. We talked a lot about that yesterday. I think that it is imperative that the New York Giants tank this game on Sunday so that they have an opportunity to hold all the cards for this year's NFL draft. But we'll get to that in a second. Talking about the Jets here, there's still a lot to be played. With the Browns having games to play, the Raiders having games to play, each with games that I think could be winnable. Browns play a Steelers team this week without DK Metcalf. They play a Bengals team next week that has been playing Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow's been adamant about wanting to play this year, but we'll see if he plays the final week of the season. The Bengals certainly look like a team that had mailed it in. I'm not just writing down the fact that the Browns are going to lose these last 2 games and say that's it and the season's over. So there's still a lot to be had. Jets could still end up with the number 1 or number 2 overall pick. But let's just say if they only get up to 2 or 3, to me, you can have your cake and eat it too. Because to me, as long as you get ahead of one of those teams, Dante Moore, who is the second choice for most NFL draft experts in terms of the top QBs this year, I actually like him more than Fernando Mendoza, who most people think will go number 1 in this year's draft, the quarterback out of Indiana. So you could be in a position where you could get, I think, a solid quarterback, a solid prospect to build for the future. But let's say there is the quote-unquote doomsday scenario where the Jets remain at 4. Or let's say they even fall back further because they somehow find a way, I can't believe it would happen, but they somehow find a way to beat the Patriots today. It's hard for me to even put those words out because I'm like, I don't know how the hell that would happen. But let's say somehow they beat the Patriots today and next week they somehow beat the Bills in Buffalo. Fat chance, but anything could happen any given Sunday, I suppose. Let's say that happens and somehow they stay at 4 or they end up sliding back. I am still not in a position where I'm going to be skyrocketing up and trying to trade up for a top quarterback in this year's draft, 888-808-1019. A lot of that's because look at the tea leaves in terms of what the NFL draft experts are telling you. I'm doing this, getting ready for this show. I'm trying to find every iota of information available in terms of what NFL scouts thinks of this year's draft. The quarterback class is mid. When it sounds like guys are trying to talk themselves into some of these guys that are first-round picks outside of Mendoza and Moore, they're like, T.I. Simpson, Garrett Nussmeier. They don't have confidence in these other guys. And some people don't even buy Moore or Mendoza even as can-miss prospects. And that is not how they talk about next year's class. Next year's class is believed to be the class where you can get your franchise QB. Next year is where Arch Manning, the obviously nephew of Peyton and Eli, grandson of Archie, could be in the NFL draft from Texas. Next year is where South Carolina's Lenore Sellers is expected to be in the draft. Next year is when Ohio State, a Heisman Trophy finalist, Julian Sayin, is expected to be in next year's draft. You got DJ Lagway, Dylan Raiola, two guys who will be in the transfer portal and perhaps would have at that point rehabilitated their NFL draft stock to former five-star prospects, just like we saw Dante Moore rehabilitate his NFL prospects after leaving UCLA, going to Oregon after sitting for a year and putting up monster numbers this year. You can see two guys that maybe have fallen by the wayside because they went to two terrible situations at Nebraska and definitely at Florida. Those guys could be in a position where they're first-round talents. For me, if I'm the New York Jets, I want the Jets to get the right quarterback for the future. I don't want them just to get the next quarterback for the future, even if that's the wrong guy, or even if that guy is not set up to be in a position to succeed. And it's not lost on me that if they don't take a quarterback, that they'll be in a position where you say, okay, what do you do next year? To be honest, that's irrelevant. When we go back to those 90s Cowboys, you think about all the picks that they got. They didn't take a quarterback with any of those picks. Yes, they obviously had Troy Aikman, but they were not in a position where they said, oh, well, we got all these draft picks. Let's now use all of them to trade up for a quarterback and let's figure this thing out. That's not how that worked. They didn't use any of those picks for a quarterback. So to me, if you're the New York Jets, there's no reason to be reaching for a guy if it's something's not there. There's a quote from one of my favorite shows. It's The Game. That's the name of the show. It's a CW football comedy. And there's a saying by the quarterback in the show, well, Malik Wright, who's played by Jose Sanchez. And he's trying to explain to Tio Mowry's character, who is a nurse who doesn't really know, or nursing school. I think she's maybe she's going for a doctorate. I don't know what the situation is, but she's in med school. They call her med school. And she's trying to figure out this whole game of football that she's been thrust into because her now boyfriend is playing in the NFL. And Malik Wright gives what I think is one of the absolute truths when it comes to football.
Everybody knows the quarterback.
Yes, indeed, everybody knows the quarterback. And while it is true that everybody knows the quarterback, and when you think about where the Jets are right now, and everybody knows the Jets quarterback situation is a disaster, and everybody knows that when you head into this offseason, the first order of business is going to be what their plan is for quarterback next year, because you can't run back Justin Fields, you can't run back Tyrod Taylor, and I've seen enough of Brady Cook. He's not, to me, an NFL starter. So what do? Kick the can down the road. There are so many other things that they could handle when it comes to the quarterback position that they could then address in next year's draft. There will be free agents available. There will be veterans available. There will be guys who can play the position for next year. That I'm not worried about. But what you have right now, when I talked about getting that cheap talent, when I talked about getting that young talent at the top of these drafts, you have the picks and now the treasure trove of assets to get that second weapon outside next to Garrett Wilson. You can go fill out the secondary with some athletes who can actually attack the football and turn people over, as I've watched a Jet team maybe do the impossible, which is go an entire season without picking off the other quarterback. I mean, I saw that said, and I said, there's no way that's actually true, but their secondary is no interceptions. So, I don't know, maybe get somebody who can make a play in the secondary that might be helpful, right? How about you get some disruptors on the defensive line to allow Jermaine Johnson and Will McDonald to get after the passer and let them be great? The Jets have the capital to do
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All of this with these picks. Don't blow your chance at filling out the roster by reaching for a QB who's going to be asked to lift the entire team. Because that's what the ask is going to be if you end up drafting a quarterback near the top of this draft. And you end up trading a lot of these assets you acquire thanks to those trades with the Colts and with the Dallas Cowboys and sending out Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams in place of saying, let's just get rid of that. Let's just make sure we get Fernando Mendoza and then we'll figure out the rest. That's not going to work it out. That's not the way you want to build this team. It's easy to me for Jets fans to look at the division and maybe watch Josh Allen and watch Drake May pull off what look like Superman acts every week. And they're remarkable players. But I promise you, it doesn't have to be that hard. I don't necessarily want my quarterback having to play like Josh Allen. I don't want my quarterback having to play like Drake May, where they're putting their body on the line, where they're lifting their team everywhere because there's not a lot of talent around them. The Jets have already tried to do this thing where they put all their hope into a savior and hoping that they just draft the quarterback and now figure out the rest. That did not work. They drafted Sam Darnold. He had no support, and he flopped on his face. They drafted Zach Wilson. He had no support. He flopped on his face. Don't make the same mistake twice. 888-808-1019. Do you want to see the Jets trade up to number one, if they are boxed out of drafting a top QB in this year's draft? I do not want to see it. I don't think it's necessary. You don't want to microwave this team build to me. At this point, we know where the Jets are. They are pathetic, they're a laughingstock, and they have holes everywhere. I think it is silly to think that a rookie quarterback is going to come in and improve the secondary. He's going to improve this terrible wide receiving core. He's going to improve the lack of push on the defensive line. It's not that they just have nothing. They do have some assets. I do like McDonald and Jermaine Johnson. Obviously, Garrett Wilson's a star. But there are so many holes here, and there's a golden opportunity. I'm watching a draft that has maybe not the superstar skill players all over the place, but there are some great defensive players. There are some wide receivers that the Jets absolutely can grab. There are some players here for the Jets that can absolutely help them next season and help them down the line. 888-808-1019. I want to see the Jets follow that through. I want to see them pass on some of these guys. I've mentioned it before, and I'll say it again. If you really think that Fernando Mendoza is your guy as the New York Jets' future quarterback, I have questions. I talked about the personality fit that I don't think really works. I feel like some may see as kind of endearing, others will see as corny. And when the losing mounts, that pendulum is going to swing more to the negative than the positive. And I don't know if I want a young man trying to navigate that while also having the pressure of playing in New York and trying to uplift the New York Jets. I think it's too hard an ask. And then there's also the aspect of what Mendoza has been as a player when it comes to this season. He is a Heisman Trophy winner. He has lifted Indiana to heights they've never been before. He has had a phenomenal year. But if you look at a lot of Fernando Mendoza's stats, the majority of them came against weak competition. The big numbers, the big stats, the big moments where they were blowing teams out, he wasn't doing that against Ohio State. He wasn't doing that against Penn State. He wasn't doing that against the top teams. He made enough plays to win those games, but in some of those games, especially the game they won against Ohio State just a couple weeks ago in the Big Ten Championship, that was almost more game management. That was almost more survival. Those 4-touchdown games, those 5-touchdown games, those 300-yard games, those were coming against the Iowas and Illinois of the world. You're not facing the Iowas and Illinois in the NFL. In fact, when you're playing with the New York Jets, you're Illinois and you're Iowa. And then the Patriots and the Bills, they're Ohio State. They're Michigan. They're the juggernauts. They're Georgia. So when it comes to Fernando Mendoza, when it comes to personality fit, when it comes to what I've actually seen on tape, what I've seen from him all season, very good player. And I think that he could be a good NFL starting quarterback. Do I see generational guy? No. Do I see superstar? Not really. And if you're the New York Jets, you're really going to pass up the opportunity to have two first-round picks in the next 2 years to, on a hope and a prayer, that Fernando Mendoza is your savior, that he's going to be able to lift the Jets like he did Indiana, 888-808-1019. I don't think that's a good idea. So the Jets enter what is a crucial week for them. You got this game against the Patriots, which no matter what Aaron Glenn says, where he talked about, I'm only thinking about the Patriots, I'm not thinking about draft position. We know he's thinking about draft position because Brady Cook's playing again. If there was a thought process that you're saying, you know what, we got to try to find a way to right this ship and stop this losing streak and win this game, then someone else would be playing quarterback. The Jets clearly are not in a position where they're trying to win games. The tank is obvious, and it's the right move. The Jets need to get as high as possible. And if you're in a position where you can draft one of those top quarterbacks and you don't have to trade up, which is possible, because again, there are some games to be played. I don't think the Browns are a lot to lose out. I don't think the Raiders are a lot to lose out. There are games to be played. There's moments to be had in this season. The jury's certainly not out yet. We got to see what's going to happen. 888-808-1019. Do I want to see the Jets give it all up and pass up on an opportunity to actually build this thing the right way for a microwave fix? No. 888-808-1019. As always, whenever I step to the mic, two rules on every EJ show. Number one, EJ will always keep it 100. Number two, I'm ducking no smoke. So if you want to get in, call in 888-808-1019. Give me your thoughts on this Jets offseason. Is this a quarterback or bust draft for the New York Jets? I don't think it has to be. I think that the Jets are in a position where they may need to lose a lot more games next year and put themselves in a position where you don't actually have to be number one. That's why next year, to me, is so advantageous for them, because I think you're looking at a draft that could have 4 to 5 first-round picks next year. This year is going to be 2 max. There's not going to be another guy, I think. Maybe Ty Simpson, but I would be a little surprised if someone takes him late in the first round. Unless it's the Jets. If the Jets decide to take their second pick and say, okay, we'll take it on Ty Simpson, that's probably the only situation I see where he goes first round. So you're talking about 2-3 max this year. Next year, you'll have all these guys coming out, which means you won't actually have to trade up to number one in order to get your pick, or number two to get your pick. You may be able to stay at 7 or 8 or 5, where the Jets land, and get their guy and still add another first round pick next year from whatever the Dallas Cowboys do. Jets got all the cards. They just got to play the hand that's in front of them and play it well. And I think that they will. 888-808-1019. So always, I'm ducking no smoke, so call in. But of course, there's multiple ways to get at me. It's not just the phone lines, though. I'd love to get to talk to you guys. 888-808-1019 is the number. But you get me up on social media. I do read tweets on the air, as long as it's not nudity or profanity or any other nonsense you idiots like to send at 3 a.m. in the morning. As long as you don't do that, we're all good, and we'll have a good chat here from social media to these airways. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. On social media, you'll hit me up. EJ_Stewart is where you'll find me on X. Action EJ is where you'll find me on Instagram. Coming up, the Jets. They can learn a lot from this Patriots rebuild. I think it's apropos that they're actually facing this team in the final week of their home slate this year. They, too, were one of the worst-run organizations in the NFL just last year. But to me, there's actually one thing in common that the Jets actually have with the Patriots that I think is a really good sign for them, and why I think you will see some differences in that Jet roster next year. We'll tell you about that after the break. It's EJ Stewart on The Fan. I'm on my night job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.